Hey guys, this is Wolf Hoffman from Accept, and you're on CMS TV.
It is your Classic Metal Show right here on the classicmetalshow.com. Kicking off the show tonight, we heard American Angel with After the Laughter. And there's Babylon AD featuring a cameo by the great Sam Kinison. The kid goes wild and armed with a small motorbike and a bag of weed. The kid gone wild. My good friend and partner, Chris Aiken. What's going on there, Chris?
What is up, man? How we doing?
I was in a nostalgia mood for some Sam Kinison this week.
Okay.
I don't know why, but I was thinking, man, how many videos did Sam Kinison cameo in for the 80s bands, and as well as his own videos, his own music videos? He was in Motley Crue's video, Kickstart My Heart.
Right.
He was in the Bon Jovi video for Bad Medicine.
Right.
And he, you know, obviously he just cameoed in this Babylon AD song, The Kid Goes Wild.
Yeah.
Who else did he get involved with?
I don't know, man. He did a bunch. I know he was always popping up.
Everybody wanted Sam Kinison because he was the wild, crazy, boozing bastard from hell.
Yeah.
That was funny as fuck.
He was kind of the representative of the 80s.
Yeah. Absolutely. So, yeah, I saw, you know, not that I haven't seen a million documentaries on Sam Kinison, which, you know, there's a bunch out there, you know, people chronicling Sam's life. But I ran across a couple this week that, you know, they were kind of done by independent people. And, you know, they didn't bring anything new to the table that I wasn't aware of. But it's always fun to see some of the old footage of Sam in his rise in his career.
Sure.
You know, from the time that Rodney Dangerfield discovered him and brought him on the Young Comedian special, to being in the movie Back to School, and, you know, doing, you know, Married with Children, and, you know, being a guest in, you know, all kinds of situations there. And of course, having his own stand-up specials through HBO. And, you know, fortunately, I got to be at the last HBO taping at the Wiltern Theater in L.A. back in 91. And, you know, it was just like, man, nothing like that existed before, and nothing's existed like that since. That was a one and done situation.
What are you talking about? We just watched Hannah Gadsby 2 weeks ago. Damn near the same.
What do you think Sam would say about a Hannah Gadsby? Not the politically correct Sam that might have had to temper his way of being, but the old Sam Kinison of his day.
You're a chick! You're a chick! He would not have done well in today's woke world.
No, that's for sure. Not at all. Not at all. You know, that's the whole thing. It's just like Sam. Well, I mean, even look at Sam's rival or nemesis, Andrew Dice Clay. You know, he had a huge reputation. You know, I don't think Dice Clay was quite as creative as Sam. I mean, he was more gimmicky, if you ask me. You know, he did some funny stuff, but he was gimmicky. You know, he had a gimmick, and Sam was just kind of a loose cannon.
Yeah, he definitely was.
So even Dice Clay these days, you know, he's out there touring around still and doing some stand up and stuff, but he's certainly not stirring the pot in any way, shape, or form. Nobody's going, oh, that misogynist Dice Clay, oh, his humor is out of touch, out of style. You never hear anything about it. Nothing.
Right.
You know, the only time that I heard anything about Dice Clay in the last decade is when he used to either be a guest on ONA, or he was a guest of Anthony's on Compound Media, or Anthony was doing an impression of him. and that's about it.
Yeah, he's more of an actor now. I mean, he's definitely more into being in movies than being on stages, but That's just his deal. He grew up and mellowed out to make money.
Yeah, of course. I mean, you know, he's the fat old Elvis.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
but he still does some stand up. He still does a little bit of stand up touring around and stuff. But again, I haven't seen, you know, or heard anything about him. So he must not be doing anything too shocking, you know, to draw the ire of the politically correct and woke crowd.
Well, I think anybody from our era is just considered old now and nobody pays attention.
I guess. But anyway, I just thought I'd play that song to kick off the show tonight because I was just kind of in that mood and
sure
looking for something kind of funny, you know, just kind of reminded me of the days of yore.
Right.
So anyway, we are back on the eve of Easter.
It is Easter.
So those of you who are of a religious sect, who are of the Christian faith, who perhaps have a, you know, maybe an upbringing with a religious family, I know you're looking forward to firing up the minivan and driving people to sunrise service.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Well, that's what you have done.
I've done it in the past, but I ain't doing it now.
I know, but it was kind of like a throwback reference. Yeah. Dude, I got to get up in like 2 hours because I got to drive people to sunrise service.
Yeah, we gotta be over there so that we can praise the Lord early so we can get to eating the good grubs at noon dinner.
Right, of course. Break out that ham.
That's right. And not fuck it.
Bring out that Easter ham and watch the kids, you know, tear into the Easter baskets. And
that's right.
Easter egg hunt. Got to color some eggs. Are you going to be coloring some eggs until before you go to bed tonight to make sure that the kids have colored eggs in the morning?
Yeah, that's exactly what I plan on doing.
I've never had children. Obviously, I was brought up in a very large family, but as a father yourself who had three offspring there. Do you miss those Easter, pre-Easter Sunday things? No. Saturday night at the old kitchen table, getting out the old coloring kits to boil some eggs and some coloring and making Easter baskets with the plastic grass and all that good stuff.
Let me just tell you, the day that the divorce was final was also the day that I stopped celebrating holidays at all. I don't celebrate Christmas, Easter. I do celebrate Thanksgiving because I'm a fat guy, so that's like fat guy holiday.
Right.
But yeah, any other holiday, I just do not celebrate. Certainly Easter. Get the fuck out of here with that nonsense.
What?
Not watching, not dealing with that. Ooh, let's run around the fucking yard and find eggs.
No Easter egg roll for you?
No.
No?
No. Besides, it's not Easter anymore. It's Transvisibility Day.
Oh, that's what I heard. I heard that the Biden administration caught a lot of heat because of announcing Transvisibility Day the same as Easter. So it's just like, is this a slap in the face to people who are of a religious, bent?
Yes. Yes. to be honest, yes, it is.
It's a very intentional thing.
Absolutely.
Should that be considered an act of hate and aggression toward the Christians?
He's got a D at the end of his name.
Oh, that's right. You're allowed to do that.
You're allowed to do that if you're a fucking Democrat criminal.
I see. Oh, that I forgot. Rules don't apply to the same rules don't apply.
That's correct.
Yeah, it's very selective in how where the outrage is placed.
Yes. Will you be seeing any trans people tomorrow on the Trans Day of Visibility?
I will not. I will be polishing my AR-15s. I will be cleaning and polishing the old Black Rain ordnance, the old Crypt series.
Will you cover the muzzle with rouge and lipstick?
Maybe.
You know, maybe. At least celebrate Trans Day a little bit.
Right, exactly.
The fuck world are we living in?
I don't know, but it can't end, any sooner as far as getting a certain element out of here.
Like who? The trans visibility people?
No, the people who support such nonsense.
Yeah. It's true.
Oh, speaking of that.
Yes.
Speaking of that.
Mm-hmm.
I rarely ever... I'll be hunting wabbits. Be very, very quiet. Yep. So I rarely, if ever, go to a CVS.
Okay.
If I need to go to a drugstore, my preference is Walgreens. I just like Walgreens.
Sure. Okay.
They just, I don't know what it is, the environment, the store, the way that they have it laid out and set up. I just prefer Walgreens. I can never find anything at CVS that I want.
Okay.
You know, so the only thing that CVS has, that I thought, well, I need to pick up some Jack, and I was right near a CVS. And
like Jack Daniels?
Jack Daniels.
They sell that at CVS, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They have a very extensive alcohol section at CVS, and they've got they've got very good prices at CVS.
Nice.
Like I said, I rarely ever go there, but I was near one, and instead of going to the local hooch shop, I decided, you know, the CVS is right there. I'll just swing in there real quick. I swear to God, every clerk in this particular CVS was an effeminate male. Every single one of them. I saw four different guys in their red CVS shirts, and they were all swishy men. And I was just like, holy shit, did I just walk into a gay bar? What the fuck? I just was like, I mean, I walked in, I literally have not been in this store in, boy, probably 2 years.
Right.
And I walked in, and there was a guy stocking a shelf, and just very, very limp-wristed, effeminate. Then there was a guy working the cash register, and I used the term guy loosely, very effeminate. Next, please. Can I help the next customer, please?
Would you like some hormone blockers with your drink, sir? Is it okay if I call you sir? Could you tell me your pronouns?
So then I walked down to the booze aisle, and there was another one stocking the shelf down there, and very, very effeminate.
Sir, would you like a fuzzy navel mix?
I was just... Holy shit. Whoever the hiring manager of this store certainly has a preference, because, you know, to see one in the store, okay, they exist, they're around, but four in one store at the same time, I was just like, oh boy, what the hell happened here?
Right. It's hilarious. So,
needless to say, I grabbed the Jack, checked out, and I was out of there. And I was like, yeah, that's the last time I'm going in there.
Do you have any pink coupons to save a little money, sir? Is it okay if I call you sir?
It's just like, holy shit.
Where I'm going to put this in the special bag for you, oh sir. My God.
Like, where are these guys coming from? Where are they coming from all of a sudden?
Why aren't the parents getting abortions?
It's just like, it's... All of a sudden, it's just like you're seeing more and more of them. It's like they're just popping up like weeds.
Yeah, because nobody smacks them down anymore. That's 1,000% why. Because if you actually say, get away from me, faggot, then you're all of a sudden guilty of a hate crime.
Right, of course.
That's why. Because, yeah. Dude, it's remember when we were in high school? And I know that's a million fucking years ago.
Dude, I remember it like it was yesterday.
Somebody even moved the wrong way. You're like, what's wrong with you, faggot?
Exactly.
And then if they kept doing it, you punched them. Boom, hit them in the back. We used to call those back jobs. Somebody be walking kind of weird, you'd fucking give them a back job, hit them right in the spine.
Yeah.
And fucking straighten them up.
knock the wind right out of them.
You'd straighten them up so they wouldn't act so faggy.
Right.
You know, now it's like, oh my God, you have to be inclusive to his. He's six. He's entitled to make his own decisions on what his sexuality is.
Like, holy shit.
Fucking. I don't even blame the kids as much as I know everybody likes to. I do not blame a 15, 16, 18, 20-year-old kid that's wearing makeup and sucking cock. I fucking blame the parents.
Right,
the parents should have straightened this shit out. And they didn't. They let it go. They're like, oh, I'm just letting him be him. He's got to be the best him he can be so he can complete his story. Shut up with his fucking story.
He needs to. He has the right to express himself.
Oh, no, he doesn't. He's a fucking child.
Right.
Teach him how to be a man.
Sure. So how do you believe your sons turned out in this world as far as like their standing in this world as far as like in the social realm?
Oh, my sons hate people. All three of them, really. They hate people. They grew up exactly like me in that they fucking hate people. Absolutely. They're embarrassed of their generation. They're embarrassed of the generation after them.
Right.
You know, they stay kind of to themselves because they don't want to be part of it.
Sure.
They don't want to have to navigate through the fucking swishy waters.
The swishy waters.
They don't want it.
Well, that'll be the title of this first segment, Navigating the Swishy Waters.
Yeah. Guess this one ain't going to YouTube.
Oh, that's fantastic. Oh man. Yeah. So just walking into that CVS was like, holy shit, where the hell am I? You know? I mean, I never, like I said, you see one or two every now and again, but four in one store, it's like, mm-hmm. Boy, that's a hiring preference right there.
Right.
You know, so anyway, just thought I'd bring that up. But anyway, those of you who are a religious bent and do not celebrate Trans Visibility Day, is that literally tomorrow?
What, Fag Day?
Yeah, is that tomorrow or is that today?
Yeah, it's tomorrow. No, it's tomorrow.
Okay, all right. All right.
Same day as Easter. International Day of, was it Trans Visibility Day?
Is it international or is it just
here? International. This is worldwide, baby.
Oh, okay, all right. I just saw it pop up there. I didn't read the whole thing. I just saw that headline. I was just like, what the hell is this?
International Transgender Day of Visibility, often referred to as TDOV or Trans Day of Visibility. I mean, often. I've never heard of this. No one heard of it before today. Often heard of as.
All right.
Let's see. Is an annual event occurring on March 31st. It's not an annual event. This is the first time. Dedicated to celebrating transgender people and raising awareness of discrimination faced by transgender people worldwide, as well as a celebration of their contributions to society. You want to hear something crazier than that fucking statement right then?
And what is that?
You know when this was founded?
When?
Take a guess.
Today?
No.
I don't know.
2009.
Really?
No one ever. This is like when people say, well, it's pizza and pudding day or something. It's just some fucking made up shit.
Yeah, it's no different than talk like a pirate day.
Yeah,
talk like a pirate day.
Yeah, exactly. Wear your shoes on the opposite foot day. Yes. You know, it's fucking stupid.
Yeah, it's September 19th. It's talk like a pirate day.
Yeah.
Well, now you can found it in 1995, by the way. So
Jesus. Yeah. Nobody pays attention to this shit. Why do we have a president saying, yeah, we got to get out there and celebrate Transgender Day?
Because he's not the one pulling the strings. That's why.
Yeah, the only string he's pulling is tightening that fucking mask on his lizard face.
Have you seen him wearing a mask lately?
Not that mask, but the human being mask. Oh, I'm going all conspiracy now.
the mask to cover his lizard face.
That's right. I'm going all conspiracy. He's a lizard person.
Oh, man.
Since this segment's not going on YouTube anyway, might as well just go all the way.
Yeah, right. Right. So funny. What else is going on with you? I saw that you and Eric did a special movie viewing this week.
We did. We on Thursday night, Eric got stoned, I got drunk, and we watched Llamageddon with Eric's subscribers for his Facebook, whatever that is, Facebook subscription page.
Okay.
Like he has it's like $1 a month or something. It's super fucking cheap. And he does video. I'll give it to Eric. He's a hustler, man. He's out there every day doing some sort of little TV show, whether it's Cooking with Stoic Steve or fucking Shell Hunters or something that he does with, where he goes out on the beach and finds different seashells and stuff on the beach. And he's out doing stuff every day. But he had asked me if I would do one with him. And I was like, yeah, I don't care. And so yeah, Thursday we sat down with the subscribers and we actually shared it with the CMS VIP subscribers too.
Right.
And we watched Llamageddon. We watched the full movie with comments on it. It was so stupid.
What is Llamageddon? What is that?
It is a D-level movie if ever there was one.
Is this like Sharknado or something?
Way worse.
I mean, it's the same premise. It's
kind of
goofy thing.
Yeah, it's just a goofy B movie that probably took about $75 to make. And I mean, the premise is that they had this llama, they shot it up into space, and then something happened to the spaceship and it crashed back down to Earth, but it got radiation poison, so it was shooting people with lasers from its eyes and killing people. Right. It was dumb.
It didn't have radioactive spit since llamas. Spit.
Oh, yes, it did have the radio. It did spit on one guy and turned him into a llama himself. But
oh, really? It spits and turns people into llamas?
Oh, yeah. Interesting. It had all of the good stuff. But right? Yeah, but it was perfect for Eric to get stoned and me to get drunk and then watch.
Right. Well, this is the first time you've been drunk in a while, yeah?
It was. Oh, and boy, did I pay for it yesterday.
I'm sure it didn't take much for you to get drunk since you haven't really had alcohol in a while.
Yeah, I was pretty, like, I started drinking at 7. I wanted, or at 8, rather. The thing was at 9 o'clock.
Okay. My time. So you got started an hour early.
An hour early. I thought, I'll come in, I'll have a little buzz. Good, right? No. I drank. First of all, they went down way too smooth for somebody that hasn't drank in a while.
Yeah.
I drank 5 beers in an hour. I just was pouring them.
Oh, that's, wow, okay.
And then when we got to doing the show, I had my big Budweiser cup, which holds 3 beers, like 3 okay. bottles. All and right. I filled it up, and I was done with that halfway through the movie. So, yeah, it was, I drank a few. I mean, in the scope of when I've drank, this was not a ton. It was like I drank 8 beers, but for somebody that hadn't drank a drop in three months.
Yeah, it has a way bigger effect.
Yeah, I was, by the end of it, I was like all giggly and stupid.
I'm sure.
But it was fun. It was fun to just kind of watch and meet Eric shooting the shit. Of course, Eric dressed as Count Krakula. He shows up dressed as the Count and fucking stayed in character for the whole 2 hours as Count Krakula.
Count Krakula. he sure likes his little... He's the Jim Norton of the Chris Sacan experience.
He really
he's Uncle Paul. He's
Jim he is.
Griffin, he's what was it? What a couple more of the
Doug Bell.
Yeah, exactly.
There's Doug Bell. There's what's the dude that had the podcast?
Chip Chipperson.
Chip
right?
Chipperson. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's Eric. Eric is. Eric likes his characters, that's for sure. And that's fine. It's something different.
Yeah, of course. I mean, as long as he does it well and proficient and makes it funny, I mean,
yeah.
God bless him for being creative.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be the first one to admit it. I said it on Chris Hagen Presents as well. I hated the characters when he first showed up, started doing them.
Right.
But then I started watching the episodes back, and I liked the fact that I was uncomfortable. I liked watching and seeing me really uncomfortable with him pretending he was something else.
Right.
You know, so I was like, all right, just do them. Just don't do them for like fucking hours at a time.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you can, that runs its course after a few minutes, you know.
Yeah.
It's kind of silly for a couple of minutes.
Mm-hmm. But it was fun because we were both hammered on Thursday. Sure. That made it fun. So yeah, it was a fun time. For those that checked it out, thank you. We're going to do, I think Eric said he wants to do one of those a month, which I'm fine with doing one of those a month, just kind of getting crocked and watching a movie.
watch this lead to you delve into a whole dark side of alcoholism. I was clean and sober for over 2 months, and now just because of Stoic Steve, I am now a full-blown alcoholic.
That's right. I'm drinking every day again. Well, that'd be one way to lose weight.
You think you lose weight?
I lost all my weight that I found again when I was drunk. Because I drank so much that I couldn't eat.
Oh. Okay. Well, usually drinking causes you to put on weight.
No, that's because you eat behind it. But I was just not eating. I mean, I was depressed and everything else. Yeah, there's a lot of reasons. But
yeah, of course.
But one of the big things was every time it came to like, I better go eat something, I'd look at food and I'd look at that fucking bottle of vodka. I was like, yeah, I'll eat me some.
I'll have some liquid dinner.
Yeah, I'll have another screwdriver. There's oranges in that.
I'll have a shrew scriber, please.
That's right.
Oh man, just thinking about that, just how many years ago that was, over a decade ago.
Yeah, 11.
Over a decade ago.
Yeah, it'll be 11 years in what, 2 months, 3 months, yeah. Something like that.
Yeah. Exactly.
It only seems like a day.
It does. Everything just flown by, by. You know, the 2.5 years you were absent from the show. You know, that seems like ancient history, but from the time mm-hmm. you come back to where we are today, it seems like yesterday.
Yeah, it does. You
know, the bad times just seem like a distant memory, and the good times have flown by so quickly. It's just like, holy shit, that was 12 years ago?
Yeah. That first year seemed like it took about 6 centuries. But after that first year, when I finally got over divorce hangover, then it's just been like, because everything has happened, and you know, businesses and Pinball PA and all the books and the shows and CMS right. Network. I mean, there's been so much stuff that's happened that it's made it fast. So I'm in a good place, though. I love that part.
Well, that's good. I'm happy. I'm happy to be a part of your circle.
And, my empire.
Yeah. and you know, the fact that, you know, you and I have maintained a good partnership for so many years without not one disagreement.
No, I mean, we've had, I wouldn't say not one, but I mean, it's never been like Opie and Anthony. I mean, we've definitely had a call or two, and this has been a long time ago, but we're just like, hey, I don't want to talk about this anymore or whatever, but I mean, not much.
Yeah, but that wasn't like a disagreement. That was I want to shift gears.
Yeah, let's change up this or that, and that's been about it. I mean, it works, you know. I mean, and it's crazy. What's crazy to me is this show's 30 fucking years old, and it's more popular than it's ever been.
Yeah, yeah. The power of the interweb.
It amazes me, and I am super thankful, especially to the Rumble people. I mean, not only the Rumble people, the hardcore. First and foremost, the hardcores that actually spend money. I'm most thankful to them, because I never would have believed in a million years people would pay 10 cents for this fucking dumb show. But I am definitely appreciative of them. But dude, the Rumble, I'm not gonna tell any stories here. I was nervous as fuck when I just decided we were done with YouTube. I was really like, this could fucking break the show, because we really kind of built a following there. And then when they took the channel down, it was like, do we start over or not? And it was like, no, we don't. Fuck them. I don't want no part of that shit. And Rumble has really stepped up. I mean, dude, last week's show, the mini show that we did last week.
Yeah, yeah.
Did and I'll explain it, because when we broadcast it live, it's all five segments. You know, it's the five segments. Yeah, right, but then, then I save it down to the four segments to take out the one piece that's only for the subscribers.
Sure.
And then I upload that as the full show. So people that watch it live get a show. And then, starting Sunday, people get the slightly shorter one with the third segment cut out. If you add those two segments up, last week we did something like 3,200 plays. 3,200 plays. Plus 300 to 500 plays on every individual episode on top of it.
Right.
So we did, you know, 5,000-ish plays last week just on Rumble. And then you got Odyssey and you know, Wowza and CMS TV, all these other places. This fucking show is doing, you know, 8,000 to 10,000 viewers.
Right.
And it's me and you talking about fucking Trans Day.
Well, it's relatable to people in our age group. That's the thing. I don't know what our age group is, but I'm guessing probably late 30s to mid 60s.
Yeah, probably.
You know, that's what I'm guessing it to be. And, you know, mostly male demographic. I mean, obviously we do have the females, a few females, but majority 99% dudes.
Dude, that is so funny. When I look at like the Spotify stats, and they do the gender breakdown.
Right.
And it's like 96% male.
Of course. Of course, because we talk about dude stuff. You know, yeah. We talk about relationships and chicks and music and, you know, movies and things that dudes like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, chicks don't relate to that. Most chicks don't relate to that.
Well, we're not chicks. We don't talk about what they like. If they want to do that, they can go watch the Hannah Gadsby special.
Right, of course.
Go watch that shit.
You're relegated to the Hannah Gadsby crowd.
Yeah, go over there, bitches. We don't want you here.
Yeah.
And we've done good at keeping the faggots off the show.
Right, of course.
I mean, we even have that new bumper, if you're a weak faggot, go fuck yourself or whatever it says.
Yeah, if you're a weak faggot, you're not welcome here. Let's see, where is that, the new bumper? Here it is. Swishy faggot.
Yeah.
If you're a swishy faggot.
If you're a swishy faggot, leave now. You're not welcome here. The Classic Metal Show.
Yeah, this is an exclusive club.
That's right. No swishy faggots here, please.
Yeah, no swishy faggots allowed.
That's right.
Well, speaking of longtime listeners, I wanted to give a little shout out to Timothy Callis.
Okay.
Week after you left, as you're well aware, I stayed on till the end of the show and just took requests all night, just played Mr. DJ.
Okay.
A lot of requests. I had way more requests than I could get to throughout the whole evening. You know, I could have stayed on longer, but I ended the show at the normal time and,
sure,
you know, got to probably 95% of the requests. I still had more to go, but anyway, Timothy checked in with me, the Purple Hemakuda.
Okay. Him. Yeah. God, that's been a long time.
And I mentioned that he'd been with me for a very long time, and he sent a little note in here. He says, thanks for playing my tunes tonight. As always, yes, a very long time listener, all the way back to the Stickman radio days, 2003.
That's a long time, yeah.
Stickman radio days.
Holy smokes.
So I just thought I'd throw that out there. I thought that was pretty funny.
That's crazy. Stickman
radio.
God damn, that is a long time ago.
Yeah, I think Stickman was the first one who was our first affiliate, right?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
And then there was Mega Rock Radio, which I think you made the merger, right? Was it Mega Rock Radio?
No, that was, what was
Stickman
it?
Stickman and who else?
Somebody else, but it wasn't Mega Rock. Mega Rock is actually still broadcasting.
Okay, it was with an M, I thought. I mean,
yeah, I don't remember what it was like. It was some real long title, like Stickman Radio, your bastion of sound or something. I know that ain't it, but.
Yeah, I know, but then it was a combined the two, you know.
Yeah.
They merged together at Stickman lack of a better name, because I can't remember what it was. Stickman Mega Rock Radio or something like
right,
that.
Right. Yeah. It was some long name.
Yeah. And they just kind of, after a while, went away when the whole licensing thing came up and the fees, you know, were expensive and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, we did a lot of, you know, a lot of affiliates, the United Rock Radio and Pure Rock Radio. And
what was the one that we had the feud with the Rev and everything?
That was,
I don't remember either.
That guy's name. He started his own.
Yeah, I don't remember. Yeah. He was all douchey because we were douching on the Rev.
Right, of course. He started out as a fan of ours, and then he went off and did his own station, and he brought the Rev on, and we were goofing on him.
Well, we were goofing on the Rev before, and then he brought the Rev on and thought we would stop, and we're like, fuck you.
Too funny, man.
Yeah.
Just thinking back about, you know, all these, you know, with the InVet or the streaming radio, so easy to do it. So many people got on that wagon and decided that they were going to have their own radio station.
Yeah.
Yeah, because everybody wanted to play their own music. You know, everybody had their own catalog and they wanted to play their own songs that nobody would hear. And, you know, that was the whole thing when we were doing our show and we were playing songs. It's just like, well, go start your own radio station. Okay. Oh, I didn't like this song, or I don't like that song, or.
Yeah, and then they would start them, and then they'd realize nobody wanted to hear their songs.
Yeah, and it cost money, and it took time, and it took effort, and, you know, there had to be, you know, a little bit of something behind you, you know? Yeah. They lasted 6-8 months, maybe sometimes a year or two, and then it was just gone.
Well, and what was always funny was, because, you know, back then we used to troll those shows very often, and we would listen to them, like we would go in and record their shows, but we would look in their chat, we would join their chat rooms, and there'd be like 6 people listening.
Right.
Always. It was never more than 10.
Yeah.
Always was like 10. It was like, why are you dedicating 3 hours if you can't? And I get it at first, because at first we weren't doing, when you first went to Live 365, what were we doing, 20 listeners or whatever?
That's about it.
I mean, it was nothing because nobody listened to internet radio.
Well, it was so new.
Yeah.
It was so new. Streaming radio was very new back in the very early part of the 2000s.
Yeah. And I mean, you were doing the same thing. You were traveling to play to 20 people.
Yeah. But, you know, but it was, I didn't want to just give up on it. I, you know, it's like, you just don't give up on it. Just, you know, it's not worth it.
Yeah. Well, it was fun.
Yeah, I didn't want to give up on. Oh, it's Rock Nation Radio.
Rock Nation Radio. There you go.
Yeah. So yeah, and it's just like it just developed. It's like anything good, you have to just stay with it.
Yeah.
Just stay with it.
Yeah, we stayed with it so long that we forced people to listen now.
Well, you know, the thing is as you mentioned a few minutes ago about being in a good place, you know, physically, personally, you know, maybe financially, just from the media standpoint, all those things. I mean, having, you know, a platform like Rumble that is friendly toward our kind of audience, that's been a big boost as well.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so thank you, Rumble. Thank you, Rumblers.
Yeah, we definitely appreciate it.
So thanks for tuning in every week and using Rumble as a platform, as well as our CMS listeners and our supporters and all that stuff. But, you know, with YouTube being the dominant video channel out there, it's nice to see that there's somebody out there that, you know, is if Rumble sticks around, and I have no reason to believe that they wouldn't, and if they sell out to some corporate entity that changes all the policies and becomes the YouTube and does all the douchey things that YouTube does, Rumble is going to be a force to reckon with.
I think so. Yeah. I mean, that's why we, even though we love Rumble, that's why we keep the others stocked and ready.
You never know. I mean, I don't know who's behind Rumble as far as, you know, a corporate entity is concerned. But usually when a I mean, look what happened to Trump's True Social this week. Holy shit, that guy's $5 billion richer this
week. Yeah, nothing wrong with that. Just
because of Truth Social. And that was something that he started, what, 3 years ago?
Yeah, not long ago.
Yeah, so the that's what happens. You get on a platform, it grows, it becomes popular, and then some corporate entity wants to swoop in there and grab it up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look, at YouTube started out as an independent thing, and Google came in there and swallowed it up.
Yeah,
you know.
Well, that's why I keep, even though I mean, Rumble is our home, and we definitely, you know, all the eggs are primarily in Rumble. It's why I keep a Minds page and a Odyssey page and a Wowza TV page and X page, all those things. I just keep them just to be sure, because I am not going to let any corporate entity take us out like they tried to with the CMS, you know, last year. Was that last year? Yeah.
Yeah, last year. Yep.
I'm not letting it happen again. And Thank God I was ahead of the game on that.
Well, we knew it was coming.
Yeah. Can you imagine if we would have had to totally start over?
Mm-hmm.
That would have been done. I probably would have quit. I ain't going to lie. I probably would have quit. Well, thank God we had thousands of videos already uploaded to other places.
Yeah. So, you know, I see, you know, popular YouTubers like Mark Dice, which once in a while we talk about his content. But even in his videos, he'll be talking about something and he'll say, but if you want to see the real thing, go over to my Locals page or go over to my Rumble page, you know, because his main money as far as his monetization for his videos comes from YouTube because he's been doing it for so long.
Sure. But
he knows what the line is over there and basically says, yeah, so if you want to see the full video, go to my Locals page or go to Rumble because I can't show it here on YouTube.
Yeah. Well, that's why I stopped with, you know, with two of the three shows that I'm doing, I do not do on YouTube anymore live at all. You know, the only one that I still do is Chris Aiken Presents. And that's just because Eric is like old school. He has to be on YouTube, you know, so we put it on YouTube and just take the strikes, which we've had, I think, two in a year. You know, so, you know, whatever. And I don't care. We get a strike. I don't give a fuck. And I won't give a fuck. But, you know, with the Seth show, we got a couple of strikes. I said, fuck this. Not putting it there anymore. I'll put it up after. Same with this show. I kind of take now. I like this segment. I know this ain't going to YouTube. I just know it ain't. And if people don't like it, if their only platform with as much as we talk about getting the fuck off YouTube is YouTube, then fuck them. I don't even care about them. If they have to stay on YouTube because it's all they can fucking figure out on their dumb fucking phones, then okay, you get half of a fucking show and you get only the lamer, tamer parts. But if you want the real deal with whatever we're doing, then you're going to be on Rumble or you're going to be on Odyssey or you're going to be on Minds or wherever, you know, somewhere else, BitChute, somewhere else, somewhere that is not censored by these cunt fucks in the government.
Well, anyway, I saw that Anthony Cumia had uploaded a little segment there talking about the upcoming solar eclipse.
Okay.
Next Monday, and he's going to quote unquote simulcast or you know, broadcast live when this thing happens.
Okay.
And he basically was talking about the quote unquote the conspiracy theory of the flat earthers. And I know that because you mentioned the flat earthers on the Seth Williams show, you got a strike or something.
Yeah, we did. No, we got the CMS channel taken down.
Oh yeah, so
that was our third strike.
So what how is it that he can say that kind of stuff on his video?
I have no idea, because we're a small fish that can't fight back.
Okay, just was wondering, because that I watched that today and I was just like, well, isn't that what got us taken down?
Yeah,
talking about that.
Mm-hmm. It is, and I don't know. You know, I don't. The weird thing about when we were talking about it, we had a flat Earth denier right here. I was like, I ain't buying none of this shit. You know, and Seth was kind of in the middle, and I was fucking, I was against, and the guy that was on was actually very believing in it, and Eric was believing in it. And what happened? We got a channel strike and got banned.
Wow. All right.
Lost 7,000 videos.
So dumb.
Yeah. Stupid.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that's what's going on with the show. I mean, we're glad to be here. We're glad to still be here after all these years, and the fact that people tune in religiously every Saturday, as well as watch the uploads every week, and the people who do subscribe to our locals and all that kind of stuff. So we're thankful, right. You know?
Yeah. Look, I'm going to address this one real quick.
All right.
I understand your point, Chris DiCarlo, and I do agree with it. It is a quirk that Rumble has to fix, but it is what it is.
But it's there, and yes, you do have to. You do have to.
You have to refresh until we go live.
Yeah, that's just how it goes.
Look, that's the way their platform works. We don't do it. Ain't us. If you don't want to watch it on Rumble necessarily, you can always go to chatandkill.com. And you can watch over there. Those go live. I know for a fact those segments go live. I know for a fact it goes live on Wowza TV. I know for a fact it goes live on X. I've given you plenty of other places. I'd rather you watch it on Rumble, but there's plenty of other places.
Yeah. So there's places to do it if refreshing your Rumble page is too much of a hassle, hitting that little circle button up there.
If that's too difficult, then there's cmstv.net. There's twitter.com/cmsrocks. There's Odyssey at Classic Metal Show. There's Wowza TV on your Roku. Plenty of ways. You know, so again, I don't really do much tech supporting on this shit, but because I can make it work on Rumble and I'm a fucking dummy. So if I can make it work, if I can actually program it, you can fucking watch.
But I don't want to have to do anything.
I know it's too hard and YouTube is easier.
I just want to sit back and watch. I don't want to have to do anything.
You can do that too. If you got a Fire Stick, you just open up the internet on your Fire Stick and you go to cmspn.com and you click the video at the top and you expand it to full screen. And sit back and laugh with us. Never have to touch it again.
Yeah, that's what my nephew does. He's got the big 60-inch screen, and he watches us on Saturdays. He watches the show live on Saturday.
Sure.
You know, he just sits back and watches, hangs out in his place, got his palatial man palace, and
that's right.
You know, got his cool truck and his cool house and all that stuff. How did Brad put it in Fast Times at Ridgemont High? I'm a single successful guy.
Yeah. Why don't that isn't shit. What are you talking about? That's Easter candy. It's Easter candy with boobs.
Yeah, can't you see it's like naked chicks that are made out of chocolate?
Yeah, come on. It's not shit.
Can't you see naked chick boobs?
Yeah.
Chocolate chick boobs.
Yeah. No, Skippy, there is no longer still a CMS Pornhub channel. Pornhub put a stop to it because we didn't have any fucking porn.
Yeah.
We did have that channel because I was, and you remember that when I was really worried we were going to get canceled, I was like, I'm going to put it on Pornhub because they ain't canceling nothing. But Pornhub shut it down because we didn't have any actual porn, just talking. And they didn't want just talking. They wanted, when people go surfing around on Pornhub, they wanted people seeing fucking stretched out pussies.
Yeah. Or naked chocolate women.
That's right. Naked chocolate titties.
My nephew's being a wise ass. I can't find the link. Where is it?
Well, Sal, I mean.
So funny. I can't find the link.
Yeah, it's too hard.
How do I find the show?
Yeah, it's very hard. It's only 18 places to watch it now.
Right. Oh man, too good. So how's the Rumble doing today? I don't have it pulled up here. So what's going on over at the Rumble chat?
A nice solid 126.
All right, very good.
Not and bad.
How's our CMS chat doing?
A nice solid 10.
Oh, very good. It's like the early days.
Yeah, it's the hardcores, the hardcore tens, and the
it's like the early days in the local chat. There's ten subscribers in there.
Yeah, there's 10 there. There's 32 in the chat and kill, and there's 130 in the Rumble.
Yeah, that just goes to show you, people love free stuff.
Free.
They love the free stuff.
They do. They certainly do.
I don't want to pay for this, but I want to participate.
That's right. Well, however they watch is good enough for me. I don't give a shit.
I agree. It's just funny. All right. Well, we're glad you're here. So happy Easter, everyone.
That's right. Enjoy your Easter eggs.
Right. And if you're of the Jewish faith, I'm not trying to be a Jew hater here by saying happy Easter, but Christ is King.
I'll be a Jew hater. Fuck you and your stupid hobby. And that's what Judaism is a hobby.
All right.
It's a hobby. It's not a real religion. It's just made up. Oh, we can't fucking turn on the lights. And see, I don't have to worry about saying that it's a hobby because there ain't nobody watching. There ain't no Jewish people watching because they're not allowed to have fucking electricity on until tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah. So you won't be bowling tonight, I take it.
No. Bowling by what? Candlelight?
Oh, that's a...
Is that what they do?
That's a Big Lebowski reference.
Oh, well, you know me in that movie. Bowl! You know me in that movie.
I know. Not a fan.
Yeah. I don't get it.
I love it.
All right, that's fine. It's all good.
All right. Well, I think we should take a break. Take our first break.
Okay.
And get rolling here. If you want to get involved with the show, we are bringing you a full show tonight, as far as I know.
And, yeah.
And if you'd like to get a request in, send me a request via that old style email, request@classicmetalshow.com, request@classicmetalshow.com. If you want to get a song request in, and if I have time, I'll play it. So that's how it rolls, man.
Cool.
And before we take a break here,
yeah.
Since you are a Roku guy like I am, but I don't explore it to the depths that you do.
Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar? Timothy Kallas made a point to me last week. I haven't had a chance to check it out. It's called Vivo Retro Rock on Pluto TV.
I'm familiar with Pluto.
Yeah.
I don't know that I've watched the channel, but.
Well, he says it's the closest thing to MTV since MTV, maybe even better than late stage MTV, because all Vivo Retro Rock does is play music videos. Okay. You'll see all kinds of music on it. If you don't like what you see, keep watching. Each block is different. They have shows for new rock, 90s, 80s rock, hair and heavy, the extreme metal. Pretty cool. What makes it cool is that you'll see all kinds of videos and clips from the VHS and DVD music video releases, live clips and stuff that I haven't seen anywhere else.
That's cool.
So if you're interested in the music videos to have something playing on your screen, Timothy says check out Vivo, V-E-V-O Retro Rock channel on Pluto TV.
Okay. Yeah, that's on all platforms, so yeah. You don't only have to have Roku for that.
Right, exactly. Pluto TV. So look cool. Vivo Retro Rock. So I'm going to check that out tomorrow while I'm doing the chores around the house and maybe put that up on the TV screen.
While you're painting Easter eggs?
While I'm painting Easter eggs, you know, looking out my window, making sure some of those, you know, since the trans are being visible tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, might be able to pick one or two off if I see you going through the neighborhood.
Funny.
Go back where you came from.
Yeah. Beat it, man, woman.
Exactly. All right. All right. right, as a tradition here, I will let you pick the song to take us out of the segment. So what should we play?
Well, in honor of Easter,
yes,
I suggest we play Primal Fear, The Gods Have Failed.
Okay.
That's on their Code Red record, I think.
All right. The Gods Have Failed, huh?
Yep.
Oh, there it is. All right. All right, well, we're going to play some Primal Fear.
Yes, sir.
Primal Fear.
Primal.
Remember that reference, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's Jaffer.
Yeah.
Some Primal Fear.
Some Primal Fear.
Mm-hmm.
Here at the library.
Exactly. All right. Well, here it is. It's Primal Fear exclusively here.
On your classic metal show.
The most exciting and most talked about show today is Chris Aiken Presents. If you like great interviews, real road stories and more, then Chris Aiken, Eric Ferrantinos, and their cast of characters have the show that you need to watch. Catch the show live on Monday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern at ChrisAiken.net, CMS TV, Wowza TV, Rumble, and X. There's always lunacy happening on Chris Aiken Presents.